Okay, so in this week's Pasha, Pasha Shmois, we read about the beginning of the slavery of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says that after Moshe Rabbeinu, he came to Paro and he told Paro that he wants to let, to ask that he should let the Jews leave. So this is at the, I believe, the tail end of the parasha. So it says that Paro got really mad, he got upset, and he said to his officers, he said that we're going to change up the rules. We're not going to provide the Jews with the raw materials to make bricks, but rather they'll have to themselves search for grain and for straw in order to produce the bricks. And we're going to keep the same amount of bricks that they had to produce. That same expectation will be there because they're slacking off, and that's why they're saying they want to leave and they want to go serve God. The Pasuk says in Parakeh, Parashat Shmos Pasuk Tes, Paro says, Tichbad avoido al anoshim. Let the work, let the labor be increased and become heavy, become a big, big burden on the people. V'yasuba, and they shall engage in it. V'al yishu b'divrei sheker, and not waste their time with false hopes of talking about how they're going to go free. So Rashi says that, what does it mean? Al yishu b'divrei sheker, they shouldn't have the time to talk about empty ideas, false ideas, that we're going to go leave Egypt and serve God. So Paro, what was his objective here? Was to increase the workload, increase the pressure on the Jewish people so that they would not be able to discuss and talk about and think about leaving Egypt to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Sefer Imrei Baruch, in this week's Parsha, from Rav Baruch Simon, he has a very beautiful essay, the third essay on the parasha. It's called Maimer Hisboinenus, where he talks about that it's very, very important for every person to take time where he's able to think about things, to take time to himself, to think about his life, to review his actions, think about his direction, where is he going in his life. And that in fact, what Paro was trying with this decree was to take away the opportunity that the Jews had to rest a little bit, maybe at the end of each day, and to think about where they really want to be heading, where they want to go. So he wanted to take away that ability for them to think. They shouldn't have this time to think and to contemplate and to introspect about their lives. That was the crux of the gzeira of tichbar avoido ala anoshim v'al yishu b'divrei shoker. And he says that we find also in the parasha, it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu first came to Bnei Yisrael and he told them that Hashem sent him to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, so it says, v'lo shamu el Moshe, they weren't able to listen, mikotzer ruach v'avoido kosha, out of shortness of breath, and because of the harsh labor. So he brings down that originally the gzeira that they had to work in Egypt was only during the week, but on Shabbos, it was a day off, and on Shabbos they used to take out, he quotes a Medrash, that the Medrash says they used to take out on Shabbos Megillos, they used to take out scrolls of like Divrei Torah, and they would learn that on Shabbos, and it would give them hope that there was going to be a redemption. But now, after the workload became much, much more, much heavier, Paro increased it, so they were so tired from the hard work that they had all week that when it came to Shabbos, they just crashed. They didn't have time to spend learning a little bit and thinking about, you know, where they really want to be in life, spiritually, from a spiritual sense. And that's why the Torah tells us, Lo Yishamu El Moshe, they weren't able to hear Mikotzer Ruach, out of shortness of breath, V'avoyed Kasha, because they didn't have time to think. And this was the real gzeira that Paro had. He worked, wanted them to work so hard that they wouldn't have any time to think. So says Rav Simon, we see from here a very important idea. He says, we see from here that a person has to take time to think about where he's going in his life and what is his direction and purpose in life. What's the real purpose of why we're here in the world? A person has to have time to think. If you're so busy and with all the different things that a person has to take care of throughout his day-to-day life, that he doesn't think, so he just goes ahead with the flow and he ends up not really realizing the potential that he has. And he says, this is actually the essence also what we see in this week's parasha, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw this unbelievable event of a burning bush which wasn't consumed. So the pasuk says, Asura na ve'eres amara gadol hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu says, let me go see. What is this amazing thing? Why is it not being destroyed? So the Sforno says, Esboinein ve'ere. Moshe Rabbeinu said, let me analyze this. Let me think about this. Let me try to understand this deeper. And this is what Simon says. We see from here, very important you saw that every person has to take off time to introspect and to analyze their behavior and analyze their life and their life direction in order to be able to be a real Eved Hashem. So that's one very important lesson. And I believe that we can take a big chizuk. I want to first of all give a big yashar koach to Ethan for sponsoring today's Nashim Midian. And I think in general, a big chizuk for all of us who are here in Yeshiva Shana Aleph is the last few weeks in Yeshiva where we've been joined in the Yeshiva by alumni who were here in years past, either last year or even a few years ago, who are now, you know, pursuing different stages in their life, pursuing their career, pursuing, you know, college studies, and they have vacation, they have some free time, and even if they have a very long vacation, but still, the mere fact that they spent a good part of their vacation here, coming back to Yeshiva to learn, that should be a tremendous chizuk for all of us and a real inspiration to all of us, because I believe that's actually a fulfillment of what we were just talking about before. A person taking out time to think about his direction in life, where is he heading, to recharge and to reconnect to Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's actually what we're supposed to learn, the lesson. That's what Paro didn't want Klal Yisrael to do. It's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw, he seized the opportunity of trying to go deeper into what was this snare, what does it represent? And that should be a tremendous chizuk for us when we see guys who are just a little bit older than us coming back to yeshiva. And I can say that, I want to, you know, call people out by name, but when you see the guys that came back, their hasmada, how they were mamish toiling in the Beis Medrash, working hard, going back to shir, working in, you know, jumping into a new mesechta, working on the shir, being mahayin, that's a tremendous, tremendous inspiration. That shows really where a person is holding. I forgot who they say this in the name of. I think I once saw it, I read it in Ravolbi in Ali Shur, that he says, the test of a Ben Torah is not what you do in yeshiva. The test of a Ben Torah is what do you do when you're out of yeshiva? When you're out of yeshiva, when you're, let's say, on vacation at home, or you're ready, you're finished your stint in yeshiva, and now you moved on, you're in college, you're in the workplace. That's the true test of a Ben Torah. How do you behave then? So, Baruch Hashem, we have tremendous, tremendous, I say, mitalmida yoysim ikulam, that I'm inspired from my talmidim like Ethan and Moshe and a lot of the other talmidim that came back this week and were in the for a few weeks in the Beis Medrash, learning hard, trying to shteig, trying to grow. That's a sign of a real Ben Torah, that doesn't matter where you are, he's growing. And this is also an idea that we have in this week's parasha that Rabbi Rucham speaks about, that it says about Yosef. It says, V'Yosef hoya b'Mitzrayim. Yosef was in Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, why does it have to tell us Yosef was in Mitzrayim? We know Yosef was in Mitzrayim. We read about that a few weeks ago, how he was sold to Mitzrayim and he was there. Why does it have to tell us that he was in Mitzrayim? We know the brothers discovered him. He revealed himself to the brothers. Obviously he was in Egypt. So Rashi says, why does it come and tell us Yosef was Mitzrayim? To teach us the righteousness of Yosef. He was the same Yosef in Mitzrayim as he was when he was in the house of his father. He was the same tzaddik. He was the same Ben Torah. It didn't matter what was the outside surroundings. He could have been in the king's palace. He was running all of Egypt. He was fully immersed in the general society. But he was the same Yosef HaTzadik. So Baruch Hashem, we have tremendous pride in the Talmidim, the yeshiva, that though they moved on, they're continuing to be tremendous Bnei Torah wherever they are. That should be an inspiration for all of us. Just one last point to conclude before we sing the grand finale is that it says that when Yosef died, then the slavery began. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he has a whole piece over here. He says, quoting from the Or Chaim, he says the Egyptians, they were not able to subjugate the Jews as long as the Shvatim were alive and Yosef was alive, because they had a certain like self-pride and dignity. Yosef was alive. This was a chash of a generation. So they weren't able to control them. And he says, this is also a very important battle plan against the Yetzihara. He says, when a person realizes his chashivus, his greatness, how significant he is in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he is able to accomplish, so then the Yetzihara, he can't affect him. The Yetzihara wants him to do something, you tell him, listen, I'm above that. That's beneath my dignity to act in the way that you're proposing that I act. I'm above that. I'm a chush of a person. I'm a Ben Torah. So this is an idea that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains how a person can fight the Yetzihara. So again, I want to thank everyone for joining, and my bracha to the Talmidim who came back or are now going back to America, is they should continue on this great mahalach, this great path of growth, of being Bnei Torah, wherever they are, despite the difficulties and the challenges, they grab the opportunities to learn and to grow and to come back to yeshiva and recharge and connect. And Mr. Shem, you should continue to be very matzliach in all of your endeavors, ruchnius and in gashmius. Baruch.